collusion. No collusion.
No collusion.
No obstruction.
No obstruction.
No obstruction.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
It reveals your cosmopolitan bias to a shocking degree.
He's a leaker.
He's a leaker.
He's a leaker.
Greetings.
No obstruction.
No collusion.
He's a leaker.
This is so wrong and so insulting.
So wrong and so insulting.
So wrong and so insulting.
He's a leaker.
Bing, bing.
He's a leaker.
Bong, bong.
Cosmopolitan bias.
He's a leaker.
No collusion.
No obstruction.
You won't catch this on the other news channels.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You won't, because it's dumb as
He's a leaker.
And now, a little recap.
President Trump, the last 4 weeks, has fires his chief strategist, fires his chief of staff, hires a new one, hires a new communications director, fires him, hires a new one, his fourth in 7 months, publicly shames his attorney general multiple times, loses a health care bill, publicly shames the three Republicans who voted against it multiple times, bans transgender individuals from the military without telling the military, ticks off the Boy Scouts, makes up a phone call with said scouts, makes up another phone call with the president of Mexico, thanks Vladimir Putin for expelling Americans, hundreds of them, takes days to sign a bipartisan sanctions bill and then blasts Congress for making him sign it, condemns leaks, but then says he likes the leaks because it shows people love him. Hold on a second. Sorry. It's long. Encourages police officers to be rough with suspects during arrests. Publicly shames the Republican leader he needs to get anything done multiple times. Embraces an unpassable immigration plan that sparks a debate about the Statue of Liberty and the definition of cosmopolitan. He threatens North Korea with nuclear war. Tells Guam it'll help tourism. Then his own chief strategist calls his bluff and says, nah, there's no military option in North Korea. Threatens Venezuela with a military option. After a Nazi rally in which someone was murdered, the president blames both sides. After the backlash, cleans it up, denounces those white supremacists, but then hours later, erases all of it and makes everything worse by again blaming both sides, saying there were fine people there. No, they weren't. They were Nazis. Suggests there's no difference between George Washington and Robert E. Lee. Publicly shames CEOs who abandon him, then loses two of his entire jobs councils after execs jump ship. Considers a pardon for, of all people, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, all the while he's facing these accusations of racism. By the way, plugs his winery in Virginia when asked if he will, as president, visit Charlottesville. Tells the world to study a lie during a terror attack and gets condemnations from Democrats, Republicans, former presidents, world leaders, allies, his own staff, and the Pope. And still has no regrets.
You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Where does it stop? Buddy, we've been asking ourselves that question since January.
Don't be rude. You are fake news.
Super excited because I'm going to be talking to you guys about something that I really believe in, and that is detox.
Ugh. It's Detox Mansion with your host, Bob Angel.
I feel crazy.
Sir, can I just say, you are not crazy.
I know. I mean, would a crazy person go to a Boy Scout jamboree and make a joke about orgies?
Detox Mansion.
I think the entire thing is somewhere between absurd, hilarious, and panic-inducing.
This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts. Freeform Radio.
Turn it up! Turn it up!
In the east, the wind is blowing bubbles across the sea. On the sails will fill the morning. And the cries ring out to me. The more stays the same. And the hand just rearranges the players in the game. I stood alone. And the veil of all the years goes sinking from my eyes like a stone. To death by the English Parliament shall be fire and plague to London come in the year of 623. An emperor of France shall rise who will be born near Italy. His rule cost his empire dear, Napoleon his name shall be. Franco come and the government driven out shall be. An English king seeks divorce and from his throne cast down is he. One named Hester shall become a captain of greater Germany. No law does this man observe and bloody his rise and fall shall be. All your ways are known to me. and I shall come to power. Too alone, a born to rule, but I must die before the hour. Two great men, yet brothers not, make the North united stand. Its power be seen to grow, and fear possess the eastern land. Gates of Rome, a pope named Paul is doomed to die. A great wall that divides a city at this time is cast aside. These are the signs I bring to you to show you when the time is nigh. Man, man, your time is sand, your ways are leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me. Man, man, your time is sand, your ways are leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me.
Thank you. When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in this world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. Go the whole wide world, go the whole wide world, just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue, weeping in the tropical moonlit night, because nobody's talking about you.
Right, 91.5 WMFO, brand spanking new music from Cage the Elephant, and The Whole Wide World. Before that, we heard from Joan Armatrading, of course, from her debut on A&M Records. Down to Zero is what we heard, 1976. Al Stewart, and somebody mentioned to me last time, I played some Al Stewart, and they said, well, sometime you got to play Nostradamus, because that was the first song that turned a lot of people on to Al Stewart, and it came out in 1973, the Past, Present, and Future album. And Nostradamus's prediction, sort of, sometimes it seems, well, they're coming true. And then we checked in this week in Trump. Put those initials together and you'll figure out why we call it This Week in Trump. It's 11:21. My name is Bob Angel and this is the Detox Mansion. Thank you so much for joining us here. It's in Boston. What's it like where you are? This is, you know, just a beautiful day. I seem to get really gorgeous days when I have to be stuck inside a studio. Sunshine and 80s and very low humidity. Got to like it. It's going to be sunny today, tomorrow, and Tuesday with gradually increasing humidity. But daytime highs, low 80s today, upper 80s Monday, and near 90 on Tuesday. Not too shabby. 79 degrees. Right here at the campus of Tufts University.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, we turn the mic on before we start to speak. I sometimes get that mixed up. I start speaking and you can't hear anything. So anyway, Donald Trump. We're going to be talking about Donald Trump today. I have a feeling he's just out of control. This whole supposedly president number 45 is mind-boggling. I went to the counter-protest yesterday. There couldn't have been any more than 100. I'm thinking there wasn't really any more than 50 of these neo-Nazi eggheads. And there were 40,000 people in the counter-protest. So is it really necessary? I think most people are just laughing these people off the planet. But anyway. Something better that happened on Boston Common for the past, they did it for about 3 weeks, did Romeo and Juliet on the Common. I went to about 5 of them because they were so good. It was really funny, really well produced, and before every show, they started with this. Little Dire Straits and the story of Romeo and Juliet at 91.5 WMFO.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window." She's singing, "My boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, 'I love you like the stars above. I'll love you till I die.' There's a place for us." You know, the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you.
Romeo. You sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe.
Twist in my sobriety. right from my hands, from my hands. You know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety.
List of side effects at the end of a pharmaceutical ad, he apparently has all of them.
It's Bob Angel and Detox Mansion.
To avoid long-term injury, seek immediate medical help for an erection lasting more than 4 hours.
On 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Douchebag says what?
Oh,
caught a lot of smoking. I wanna lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. It's probably good I didn't call her, but he always wants to. Things. I never get time, cause I don't think things through. Larry called a load of smoking. I wanna disappear for days. We probably never struggle sleeping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. Probably good I didn't call though, but he always wants to.
This band Catfish and the Bottlemen, really, 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 really do. That song's called Seven from their most recent album, which is called The Ride. 2016 release. Oh, I'm screwing up my computer as I speak. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Oh, no. I hope I haven't destroyed everything. Well, anyway, before Catfish and the Bottlemen, it was Traffic. You might have noticed that one. You might have remembered that one. Freedom Rider from John Barleycorn, Must Die. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, who I think fit in the Traffic mode almost perfectly, seamlessly go from Edward Sharp into Traffic. We heard Come In Please, one of their earlier hits from Up From Below, and Tanita Takaram, Twisted My Sobriety. Her album from 1989 was called Ancient Heart, and Dire Straits from Making Movies. And the theme song from the Shakespeare on the Common this year, which was a production of Romeo and Juliet. It's 11:49 now. Check that. Make it 11:50, 10 minutes before noontime. At 1 o'clock, by the way, today, we have our special guest coming in. It's the band Cahill that I've been featuring for the last several weeks, month or so. They got a great album out now called, I can't remember what it's called. Good Lord. Well, I'll get it. We'll be talking about it enough in the 1 o'clock hour, I promise you. Anyway, what have we got going here? Oh, we have, my computer is going crazy right now. Let's see if I can get this figured out in 45 seconds.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you, all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe. Have fun, all right, all right.
Message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
All right. Be safe on those bikes out there. There's more and more of them all the time, so just keep your eyes peeled. 9 minutes away from noontime right now. It is Detox Mansion. My name is Bob Angel, and we've got something from a Fairport Convention to get us started this time around. It's called Who Knows Where the Time Goes. And there it is on 91.5 WMFO.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are how can they know it's time for them to go?
I have no thought.
That's right, she's growing up. She has a young man waiting. She's growing up. She has a young man waiting. Wide eyes, she'll be streetwise to the lights and the jive. Tenderness on the block. Daddy, don't you ask her when she's coming in, and when she's home, don't ask her where she's been.
She's going out. She has a young man.
A young man waiting.